Well, if you love RTRFM and the awesome part it plays in Borloo, then you've got to love volunteers. Pretty much all of the voices you hear on RTRFM, like mine, come from the lungs of volunteers. And there is a load of us out there giving our time. Over 740,000 people volunteer formally with an organisation or group in WA alone. Volunteering WA is the peak volunteering body in the West, and their 2023 State of Volunteering Report has a few details that might surprise you. Volunteering WA CEO Tina Williams joins us on the phone to take us through the study. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning. How are you?
Mate, doing gloriously on this beautiful Boonaroo morning. Now, I mentioned a little earlier in the show the figures relating to the under 25 age group with a 78% participation rate. Where did this sense of social conscience come from? It certainly doesn't fit the narrative being pushed by boomer-owned mass media.
Well, I think we have to say that that narrative needs to be corrected, don't we? With those sorts of rates, I think we've got a young population that we can all be proud of and pat on the back. I mean, what a great number that is. And interestingly, in WA, that number is much higher than the rest of Australia. So, you know, our young West Australians are doing us proud.
Yeah, I just was blown away by that figure. I mean, especially being involved in the volunteering, well, for want of a better word, industry in the early noughties. And that was the big concern in that industry, was that there wasn't going to be anybody coming through to fill the gaps.
Yeah, I think we can all see that younger people have a real social conscience and they do want to volunteer. I suppose what we need to really think about is how they'd like to volunteer. And you very, you know, you mentioned earlier about the formal volunteers that we have, and they're at about 32% of our population. But there are also informal volunteers, and those equate to about 42% of our population. And it's around, I suppose, looking at the way people want to volunteer and helping them volunteer so it fits within their lifestyle. And younger people often would like to, you know, dip in and dip out of volunteering rather than perhaps do some formal volunteering. So it's around redesigning volunteering, if you like, so it fits with the way people live.
Well, it comes in so many different forms, does it? I mean, like, i.e., as I mentioned, like being on air on RTRFM or turning a snag for the footy club.
Exactly. There are many different forms of volunteering, and I always describe it as, you know, you can, volunteers will save your life, and, you know, if you're out on the roads and, you know, have an incident or, you know, so the enormity of what volunteers do is huge. And then, you know, then you have volunteers that do some more of that informal types of volunteering, you know, where they may check in on a neighbour or just turn up at the local environmental group, you know, to do some planting or whatever it might be. But the contribution that they make in Western Australia is absolutely huge. And we've actually managed through this research, and this research is the largest survey conducted of volunteers and volunteer managers ever. So through this research, what we've done is we've put some numbers behind the value of that volunteering, and it equates to $63.9 billion a year. So it is hugely significant.
That's a massive amount, isn't it?
It is. And if you
like, it's an unimaginable amount. It's something you just could not replace, not well, ever.
Exactly. And if you think about the size of the industry, so if we look at the total size of the volunteer workforce, it's 1.5 million people. Now, that makes it the largest industry by employment in the state. So it's larger than health, it's larger than retail, it's larger than mining. So it's hugely significant. And we also know that every dollar invested in volunteering returns $4.70 in benefits to the community. So, I mean, that's massive. So everything we put into volunteering, you know, we get $4.70 out. So it's a huge benefit for us all.
How does that compare, that sort of that value and that ratio to public? How does that compare internationally?
Internationally, I probably am less conscious of the figures. I do know Australia has a very, very strong volunteer, you know, workforce in comparison to the rest of the world. But if we look at Western Australia in comparison to the rest of Australia, to other states and territories, we do extremely well. Our rates are exceptional, especially for younger people. So they're rates that we can be very proud of.
How have rates gone, you know, as we hear about, you know, the cost of living crisis? And always seemed to me like it was always a cost of living crisis. But anyhow, have people's ability to volunteer, has that dropped off?
Look, we're not seeing that at this stage, but I think there would be a drop off certainly, because, you know, volunteering does come with an expense, and most people who volunteer do actually spend on their volunteering. So it could be, you know, that they may travel to the place where they volunteer, or they may buy, you know, lunch or whatever they might do when they're there. But it does cost money for them to volunteer, and only a small amount of this is usually reimbursed. So the impact of the cost of living crisis does have that negative impact, you know, on the sector for sure. And it is around, you know, the work that we do at Volunteering WA as the peak body is really to advocate for volunteers, to ensure that is recognised and that we can actually, you know, include that in our policy and advocacy to try and reduce those costs and barriers to volunteering.
Were you able to quantify if people are finding volunteering in general fun? I mean, for my own experience here, most folk here in RTRFM are old friends or new friends, not much difference there. People don't seem to leave, but there's always a new face to be seen. Do most people who volunteer intend to continue doing so?
Oh, look, yes. And we know from research that people volunteer are happier and healthier. And every time, you know, like we see research in those in that space, it always comes out really positive for people that volunteer. So it's wonderful to sort of read that and see that as well. If we look at why people volunteer in the report, the top three reasons for people volunteering were to help others, for enjoyment, and to be active. And I know from volunteers that I talk to, you know, like yourself, I can hear in your voice how much you enjoy what you do. And so that has a real sort of like a multiplier effect, if you like, as well, in that, you know, it brings more happiness and well-being to, you know, not just yourself, but everyone else around you in that sense.
Yeah. Damn right, Tina. Does the state government pay much attention to the state of volunteering here in the West Coast?
Yeah, look, we're really fortunate in our state to have a Minister for Volunteering, and that is Minister Don Punch. And he very kindly hosted the launch of the report last week, whereby he invited other ministers to that event as well, so that they could all see the difference that volunteering makes, because obviously volunteering goes across the whole of government. You know, it goes across so many different areas. And so it was wonderful to have that mix of people from government there as well. But yes, I mean, the state government are very supportive. They support us as the peak body, and they also do work around the Volunteer Service Awards, and funding for volunteer events as well, and also for funding the what we call the volunteer resource centres. And they're dotted around our state. And if anyone wants to get into volunteering, we do have an online search engine on our website. But also, if they want to go in and talk to someone about volunteering, they can visit one of the volunteer resource centres, and they're listed on our website as well.
That's easy, just as easy as typing volunteering WA into the search engine, yeah?
It is, absolutely, yes. And what I say as well is that there's a volunteer position for everybody. So any interest that you have, if you put that into the keywords and just hit go, you can guarantee that something will come up. And so usually there's around 2,200 positions available at any one time, and that's throughout the state. And some of those you can do online or you can go in person. So there's a massive variety of positions available.
Yeah, it's such a rare opportunity to do something fun and actually be useful. It's fantastic. Tina, thank you so much for talking to us this morning about the report. And I look forward to dipping into it myself a little bit deeper, because I did find it a little bit surprising.
Oh, yes. I'm very positive. And thank you very much for having me on. It's great to talk to you.
Pleasure. Thank you very much, Tina. That was Tina Williams, CEO of Volunteering WA, talking to us there about the 2023 State of Volunteering Report. And from all appearances, things are good when it comes to volunteering.